Join with me in saying some of these verses. So verses 1 and 2 together. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. This is indeed a special day and a great day for us who've been part of St. Alfred's for a long time. But David here, King David, who writes Psalm 145, says that every day is a day to praise God's name. This is a special sort of psalm, this one. It's an acrostic psalm. It starts each line with another letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and one scholar has called it an alphabet of praise. And it's a good psalm when you're looking for words to praise God. We worship a great God. He's the Lord and most worthy of praise, verse 3. He's also so great we can't comprehend his greatness. You know, you can get a glimpse of God's greatness when you're down at the beach and you're looking up at the starry skies and watching the waves come in, which I had the privilege of doing a little bit over the last few weeks. You get a glimpse of God's greatness when you read the story of his history with people in the Bible. You get a glimpse of God's greatness if you reflect long enough on the cross and wonder about that. You get a glimpse of God's greatness when you think about what God has done in you or amongst a church like this. But even still, the greatness of God is beyond us. And that's the very reason we can praise him. He's so much bigger and mightier and more powerful than we could ever imagine. Let's say these few verses again, adding in verse 3 together. I will exalt you, my God the King. I'll praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. On October the 7th, 2007, we left what was then St. Alfred's and had our first moving Sunday. And for those of you who were there, I'm sure you'll remember that I spoke on Psalm 33. Yes, it comes tripping off your tongues. And Psalm 33 finishes on a note of hope. Towards the end of the psalm, it says, "We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." And over the past 15 months, God has many times been our help. You just have to ask the Building Permission project team how often we've needed God's help. And he's been our shield and protected us and in fact blessed us while we've been down at Old Orchard. And my sense is that there's been a great sense of hope and a great sense of expectation that has been with us all through this last 15 months as we waited for this day to arrive. And I think that's why I'm so emotional about it at the moment. So for those of us who've lived through this time, I'm sure your hearts are full of praise today. And you have a special privilege according to the psalm. Those of you who are part of the generation that has moved have the great privilege of passing on the story of what God has done at St. Alfred's to those who come later. Each generation you see in a church has the responsibility to pass on the story of God to the next generation. And I don't mean just to the young people, I mean to those who haven't been part of the story. And that story is both the big story of the Bible, the story of creation and salvation, but it's also the local story of what God has done here, because no other church has this story. This is our story, and those who come later won't know it unless we tell them. Let's read together verses 4 and 7 and notice the privilege that we have as being part of this generation. Together. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. So it's our privilege to commend God's works to the next generation, to those who come to St Alfred's who haven't lived through this period. And they won't know how much we have to thank and praise God if we don't tell them. It's our privilege to tell others about God, about his awesome power, his great deeds, to celebrate his goodness and sing of his righteousness. And we have a story to pass on. It's our big Bible story and it's our local story. It's the story of Adam and Eve, of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the story of the prophets and apostles, the cross and the resurrection, the story of the Spirit and the growth of the church. And it's also the story when God met you and what God has done here. It's the Bible story and it's our story. And it's the privilege of this generation, most of whom are gathered here today and tonight, to pass on that story of our great and awesome God. Now, I just want to give you a small word of caution here. Wherever you fit into this story of building for mission, for those of you who are visitors, building for mission is what we've entitled this project that's taken us some years. Wherever you fit into this story, whatever part you've played in helping bring this to reality, however proud you are of what has been achieved, however generous you have been with your money and your prayers and your time, let the first thing that we each say be not what I have done, but what God has done. For that's the reality. From my perspective, and I hope from your perspective, I could not be standing here this morning unless God had done a whole series of miracles over the last years. And that's the story I want us to pass on. What God has done. We have a great God, so let's help people see God. Please join with me in affirming who God is in the words of verse 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. So the psalmist so far has told us that I will praise God, gives us language to do that, and then he says that this generation will praise God. Now he tells us that all will praise God. King David's vision is enormous as this psalm moves to its praise crescendo. I'm just going to put up verses 10 to 13 and I'll read them. So you just reflect on them, but notice how often the word all is used. Verse 10. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises, and loving toward all he has made. All of creation will praise the Lord, and his saints, that's those who are Christians, those who are believers, will extol his name. And why? Why all this praise? What's the purpose of this universal praise party? Why would a group of people like St Alfred's get together and rejoice? What's the point in doing that? Partly because we want to do it, but in the words of the psalm, the point is so that all people may know about God and his eternal kingdom. The reason for this all-encompassing praise is evangelistic. Worship and witness are connected. As we praise God for what he's done and who he is, our worship helps other people to discover who God is and to enter into his everlasting kingdom. Now, what a vision. What a commission. Notice the word all. Now, that's why I named our building project many years ago Building for Mission. The aim of the project has not been to build better buildings, although I hope you appreciate that these are better buildings. The aim has been to build better buildings so that our mission would be more effective. And our mission is to help people become followers of Jesus Christ. Now, when will we have completed that mission? According to Psalm 145, we will have completed the mission, verse 12, when all people know of God's mighty acts. When do you think we'll have done that? When everyone has heard about the cross and resurrection of Jesus, that's when our mission is done. That's an enormous mission, isn't it? That's a big vision. And I might just say humbly, it may be a little bit beyond us. But it gives us direction as a church. We are a missionary organisation. This is our mission centre. We've been building for mission. And our main job is to help people in this area of Melbourne find out about God and come into his eternal kingdom. And we do this by helping people meet Jesus. I'm preaching to the converted largely here, but it's important on our first service that we be absolutely clear why we're sitting here, to help people find out about Jesus. And our direction will always be to think about those who don't yet know Jesus. Now, that's why when it comes to thinking about how to use these lovely facilities, what activities and worship services we have, how we organise our church calendar, what we do with our finances, how we staff the church, even what goes on the walls, all of this has to be thought of in the light of this mission to help others come to faith. We won't have this all sorted out by next Sunday. And we will make mistakes. But at least we'll know what we're trying to do. We've been building for mission, and now we have to live that out together. The last main section of the psalm shows that God is a caring God who will be near all who call on him. If you're here today and you're doing life tough, if you're here today and you've heard bad news over the summer, like I heard of a lady that I shared house with for 4 years who died in a car accident in Echuca. If you're here, you know, carrying weight, sometimes summer can be a pretty hard time for some families and people. The psalmist finishes by telling us that God is there and God cares. And he knows what you're going through. If you would like someone to pray with you on our very first Sunday morning, I'd like to offer the opportunity for prayer. So if you'd like someone to pray with you, come forward and Don or I will happily arrange that. We now have a little prayer room that we can even send people to pray, and so you don't feel like you're in the midst of a rugby scrum up here. And if the music team is still playing, it might be a little bit quieter in there, that sort of thing. So please don't leave this morning. If you've got something else on your heart, if you've come this morning and you have no idea what's just been going on, you've come because there's something else going on in your life. We don't want you to leave feeling like those guys were all on a different planet. We want you to know that God cares, and we would love to pray with you. Would you say these verses with me, verses 14 onwards? The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all who look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Because we have such a good and gracious God, we have so much to be thankful for. Let's read the last verse of Psalm 145. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name for ever and ever. Dear people of St. Alfred's, welcome to your new mission centre. Let us all praise God's holy name for ever and ever.